welcome to the 21st episode of Brawl Planet. I'm Jelly, and today I have two special guests here again. I have Bubble Fizz.
Hello.
And also Pepsi.
Hello.
It's like his literally fifth time doing it or something. They're pretty crazy. They've been on the podcast a ton. So yeah, let's get into it. So this episode, we're going to be going over everything you need to know about Nita, strategies, what maps to play her on, where to grind her, good tactics, and just everything you need to know about Nita. Okay, Bubblefizz, please stop with that balloon. It's getting annoying. Thank you for listening to the 21st episode of Brawl Planet. If you enjoyed, please like and subscribe or follow on whatever platform you're listening on. Yeah, subscribe.
You can't subscribe for a podcast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that BB bubble is insane, man. Oh, he almost scored the trick shot. Okay, sorry, I'm getting sidetracked again by Pepsi's amazing playing with BB. So, yep, thank you for listening. Make sure to leave a 5-star review if you're on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
Also, if email me at brawlplanetpodcast@gmail.com to be featured in the next episode. And thank you for listening. So, starting off with the Nita breakdown. I'm going into Brawl Stars. Where's Nita? Okay, here she is. Wait, still need to find Nita. Okay, so this is Nita's description. Nita strikes her enemies with a thunderous shockwave. Her super summons a massive bear to fight by her size. So Nita's a very iconic brawler in Brawl Stars. It's one of the first brawlers you get. Probably second brawler you get. Nita, she has some strengths and weaknesses. Her gadget, so I'm going to get Bubble Fizz to read out Bear Paws, one of her gadgets.
Nita commands her bear to slam the ground, stunning all enemies within its range, charges per match 3.
So basically what this gadget does, the ground around her gets stunned and any enemies in the thing get stunned. So yeah, that's that gadget. I'm going to read out the second one. Forks for the next 3 seconds, Nita's bear get a 35% shield against damage. So, basically, this gives her a massive shield. Charges per max 3, I forgot. 35% shield. It's good with Bear with Me. I'm going to go over the best comps. I mean, what star power and gadget to use in general. Okay, now let's read out the star power. I would get Pepsi to do that. Read out Hyper Bear.
Nita's Bear attacks faster. Time between swipes is reduced by 60%, which is actually really good. Like, her time between attacks is so much quicker, I meant.
Oh, so Pepsi is playing Brawl Stars right now.
Doing epic plays with BB.
Yeah, but so it's a bit hard to concentrate. He's playing math too, it's a good thing. So now I'm gonna read Bear with Me.
What? Why is this? Edgar has 21 cubes.
So yep, Edgar 21 cubes just destroyed Pepsi. Okay. So now he's playing with Spicy Nugget, by the way. Okay. So, Bear with Me, Nita recovers 800 health whenever a bear hits an enemy brawler. When Nita deals damage to an enemy brawler, her bear regains 800 health. So, it's a really good one. I find that you should use Stun and Hyper Bear or Forks Fur and Bear with Me. But, in my preference, I would go Bear with Me, Forks Fur. Now, we will be going, her offense, defense, utility, super overbearing. So, Nita has 5,600 health. What's her movement speed? Bubblefizz, what's Nita's movement speed?
Normal.
So she moves not fast nor slow. Her attack is called Rupture. Nita sends forth a shockwave, damaging enemies caught in the tremor. Damage, 1,232. Range, normal, reload speed, very fast. And this is at star power.
This is quite, normal.
It's not anything special.
Yeah, it's not anything special.
So, can Pepsi read the super? Just make it up.
So, Nita summons the spirit of Big Baby Bear to hunt down her enemies.
Yeah.
Lots of, you would probably know that it's called Bruce.
Yeah.
An odd name for a bear.
Yep.
By the way, in case you didn't know, Nita means bear in Native American.
I know that.
You didn't know that?
Nope. Nita means bear in Native American. Nice score, Pepsi. Okay, by the way. So, bear health, 5,600. Movement speed for the bear, slow. This is one of the weaknesses for the bear, so the stun really helps. Bear damage, 560, and range short. So now we will be going over where to grind Nita. I'm going in a friendly battle so I can see.
I reckon play heist for Nita.
Yeah, heist. Each map, there's a different star power gadget you need to use. For example, Brawl Ball. Yeah. I think Bear with Me for Brawl Ball. Heist, and Bear with Me.
The stun. No, heist Hyper Bear.
100%. I mean, heist Hyper Bear, 100, like, 1,000,000%. Showdown, I would go Hyper Bear. Chim Crab, what's it called? Bear with Me. Bounty, Hyper Bear, and gadget, stun. Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay, Bulfizz.
Judah. No,
you said my name.
Oh, oops.
Okay, it's 4 minutes 44. It's okay, I'll bleep that out. It just takes so long. Nice BB bubble. Okay, for the maps, you said my name.
Oh, oops.
Okay, it's 4 minutes 44. It's okay, I'll bleep that out. It just takes so long. Nice BB bubble. Okay, for the maps, you should be played on. I would go Hot Zone mainly. Hot Zone with good teammates, it can be really OP. So, like, lots of maps like Split. Like, Danger Zone, she's good at them. Controls the zone, the bear's really good with that shield and the heal combination.
Well, for Hot Zone, it's actually a matter of choice. Both gadgets are really good for it, to be honest.
Yeah. But, like, I would say I would go Fox Fur and Bear With Me just because, like, all the pros use it, yeah. So, in total, I think Hot Zone's the best place to grind Nita. Brawl Ball, Gym Grab, all
heist.
Good.
Heist is really
good. Heist is good for Nita. Oh, my goodness, that tick is so good. So, basically, what happened just then was Pepsi was playing with BB and they were about to score with two of them, but then the tick head just killed both of them. Pepsi's on 7 health and he missed. Okay, so now Nita can knock good. Don't play Nita in knockout, I would say.
100% no.
Nope. What else did you knock?
Nita's good for area control.
Siege, Brawl, good for area control, like Pepsi said. Bounty, Heist, not Bounty, I wouldn't say, actually. Showdown, she's okay at. Gem Grab, yeah. So those are the maps I think you should grind Nita in. But so mainly, if you want to grind her, Nita, make sure to go, what's it called? I forgot the name. Okay, and make sure to go Hot Zone with good teammates. Nita can be such a pro. And yeah, did I miss something? Surely I missed something. Where was it? Okay, I'm going to go in more detail, actually, of the maps. I'll tell you which Gem Grab, which Brawl Ball, which Heist, which okay. Whatever maps.
Heist?
No, okay, starting from Gem Grab.
Okay, Gem Grab. I'd say...
Okay, so, hey, Bubblefizz is watching Brawl Talk. Not now.
Nope. Well, some maps good for Nita. Maybe... No, not Gem Fort. Undermine?
No, I think that's okay. Yeah, that would be Deep Diner, I would say you should play Nita there.
Yep.
Flooded Mine, Mine, yes.
Pretty good.
Oh no.
Yeah. Actually,
oh no, I keep changing it. Oopsies. Okay. Gem Source, yeah.
Yep.
Cotton Candy Dreams.
It's okay. Yeah. I wouldn't use it.
Pierced?
Yeah.
Acute Angle, yes.
Yep.
Minecraft Madness.
I hate Minecraft Madness.
Yeah, it's so annoying. Yeah, Double Swoosh, yeah.
Nobody would anyway play Gem Grab. Gem Grab's like the worst.
I know, I hate Gem Grab.
No, yeah. Sieges.
Sieges. I hate Sieges.
But it's still
so much.
Pretty good for Nita. She can like stun the Ike and then like Hyper Bear it.
So Skull Creek, he's okay. She's not a star at Showdown, really.
Scorchstone, it's pretty good.
Rockwell Brawl, Feast of Famine, she can just camp on the outside.
Acid Legs,
no. Those are about the maps you play. For Heist now.
Kaboom Canyon.
Yes. Safe zone, yes.
Basically all of the heists, right?
Yeah. Basically apart from the super open ones.
Yeah.
For Bounty...
Not shooting star.
I don't think you should play in Bounty in personally.
No, Layer Cake's okay.
Hideout is really good for... Not really good. Layer Cake, good. dry season.
Yeah. I love layer cake.
Purple Paradise is that even a map in the game right now? I don't even think so. There's like Diagonal Alley. She's good at that. Rattlesnake Ravine. Okay. For
Bounty team with like they have all of their people have 3-star. All of them have star power, and I'm at rank 12.
Even the bow?
Yeah, even the bow, and even the Amber and the Edgar.
Oh, Spicy missed the trick shot. I've never done that. So okay. So I'm gonna get back to recording this thing and not get sidetracked. Okay. So next for the Brawl maps, have we done that already? The Brawl maps? No, we haven't. Let's just Bounty. Huh. So Triple Dribble. Yes, this is such a good map for Anita. Sneaky Fields can be okay. Super Stadium. Yeah. Pinball Dreams, okay for Nita 2s. Slum Slam, yes.
Yep.
Power Shot, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Centerfield, yes, I would say yes. Sticky Notes, yes, very good. Firm Grip, yeah. And Binary Coding, yes. Siege, Nita's basically good in like everything in Siege because she's a good Siege brawler. I say playing some assembly required. Bot drop. But we're talking about Nita, not Carl. Nuts and Bolts. Junk Pot. Factory Rush. Robo Ring. She's basically good at all of them. Hot Zone. She's good at, like, do you think Controller Chaos Bolt is?
Yeah.
Split. What do you think Bolt is? Yep, Ring of Fire, a bit open, but yeah. Okay. Powder Plays, yeah, okay. Dual Bleedles, maybe, yeah, I guess.
No.
Not at the museum, no. Danger Zone, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and Knockout, I didn't say play Nita for Knockout, let's just skip it. Yeah. Nita, no Knockout. I'll be talking about where to play in Boss Fight and Tactics for now. I mean, what I said doesn't even make sense, I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to be talking about, like, where to play, what she's good at now. So, I already said the maps, like, Hot Zone, Brawl Ball, some heist, yeah. But what she shines at and Gem Grab is also Boss Fight. Her bear is really OP. Uh-huh. Bear With Me, such a good star power.
I agree.
With the shield, amazing.
And Super City Rampage. Yep. You just pair with healers, like Poco.
And Pam,
yeah. And then it's automatic win.
Yep. Like, you're an insane 16.
So you draw the boss onto you, and then after that.
Ooh, that dynamite's cracked. Okay.
Yeah, so you draw the boss, and then on you, not the bear, and then your bear will heal you, and the Pam, and the Poco. Such a cracked comp.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so now I'm going to be going over tactics, specialties, everything Nita. Nita, you're not a tank. You're not going to be the one who runs into stuff and dies. So I would recommend keeping your distance and playing safe. One thing very important is chain your bear. You really got to chain that bear. You really need to chain your bear. You can't, like, you know, go play crazy. You need to get your bear up leveled. I mean, keep the health up. Keep attacking people. Trick shot. Yes, easy scores for Pepsi now. Sorry, I keep getting sidetracked again. So throw your bear on the opponent. Press the shield soon. Start healing the bear with the attacks. If you're at low health, heal up, run away, play safe. Use common sense.
Are you good at Nita? Are you so good?
So Nita, you just need to stay far, play safe. So I think that's everything about for Nita. Apart from one more thing is who counters Nita the most? Okay, everyone's gonna say one brawler.
I actually have no clue on who counters.
Just think lots of people counter Nita. Just think of one, like
Shelly?
Not really.
Brock?
Yeah.
Long ranges, so like Brock, Piper,
Cole.
Not Yeah, cult 100%, right?
Yeah.
Lots of damage. Yeah.
But the one I really agree thing is actually Carl. So basically Carl's range is just a tiny bit longer than Nita's. His attack shot is just faster.
Carl's overall not very good though.
Yeah, but like he still counters Nita a lot. So guys, you need to look out for those brawlers who have longer range than Nita. The big hassle and yep. That's the Nita.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for watching.
I think
so before we get started, I wanna say there's some replies. I mean, not before we get started, before we end, I have some replies from the singles challenge. I asked a question. By the way, if you're on Spotify, you can answer these questions. You'll be featured in the next episode. So I have two answers. Did you win the singles challenge? I got two answers from, like, Mudger, I don't know how to say the, like, random letters put together. And also, Nemo replied, he wrote, yeah, we won the Miles hard carried me so hard. So we won the challenge. And I got another one from the Majidada. I don't know how to say it. I'm so sorry if you're listening to this. I don't know how to say your name. But, yeah. He or she wrote just yes. If you're wondering, I won the challenge to 11 wins, 4 losses. Pepsi won the challenge. Pop Fizz won the challenge. Unfortunately, Bubble Fizz did not.
We were going... No, because we were going so crazy, we just kept losing on purpose.
Wait, were you?
Well, it wasn't like 100% on purpose, but we weren't trying our hardest because we thought there were like multiple lives and that you could never run out of lives. But it turns out that you could only buy a certain amount.
Yeah,
that was so dumb.
Yep. Okay. So, bye.
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 Oh yeah. And Bubble Fizz just told me to say this before we go. And the thing is that Bubble Fizz is starting a new club called Brawl Brothers. Any of you want to join, you need 0 trophies to join, so it's easy. Bubble Fizz is president. So, yep, you can join if you want, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.